With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. When choosing trees for your landscape, it's very important to look up and gauge the full size of the tree to ensure that it will not grow into any power lines as its size increases. Trees need to be clear of power lines by a certain distance, and if they encroach on the lines, the power company will prune the tree back to the proper distance, and it's not their jobs to worry about the health or shape of the tree. Encroaching trees can cause safety issues, and if the tree is in the lines, you've either picked the wrong tree or the wrong spot for that tree. If you decide to prune your own trees near power lines, give the electric company a call. They can often provide recommendations about safety for your specific situation and protective equipment to minimize the risk of injury to yourself and the neighborhood's electricity source. You can also cause utility problems when digging holes for trees and shrubs. Over 20 million miles of utilities are buried across the U.S., and a utility is interrupted every 6 minutes from digging. You can call 811 2 days before you dig to have the utility companies come to your property and mark where your utilities are buried. This will map where it should be safe to dig and put plants with deep root systems. The three most common buried utilities you need to avoid are gas, electrical, and cable or internet lines. Utility locators are human too, so exercise caution when digging, even if there are no marked utilities nearby. You never know what you might find when digging. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.